morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Jude. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is Kathy Kono from the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. She's here to tell you about the services this organization offers to people with visual impairment or blindness. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Sarah.
You haven't been here for a while.
It has been a while.
So
yes.
It's nice to have you back. What is the mission of the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired?
Well, mainly our goal is to help our clients maintain their independence so that they can stay in their homes when they have vision impairment and still keep living the same place they can and to doing what they were doing.
And tell us what your role is there.
I'm a vision rehab therapist. I teach Braille and independent living skills to individuals. I also work in the low vision clinic doing follow-ups from people when coming through the clinic. And I work with our STEPS program and our Summer in the City, our kids programs.
And how long have you been with the organization?
Over 20 years. Doesn't seem possible, but I've been there quite a while. I started there before I even had my degree in low vision. I had no idea what it was and ended up working just a little part-time in their low vision clinic and then went back and got my master's.
And what do you enjoy about your work?
I love working with the people. I am so blessed to have, I get to work with older adults as well as teens and younger kids, and it's something different every day. It's just wonderful.
What are some of the leading causes of blindness?
The main one that we're dealing with is macular degeneration. And at this point, there's like four people over the age of 60 that have it, and it is very, very prominent. So many people have it, you would not know that someone has it because they would not, to look at them, you would not know that. But there are so many that really have this disease. We also work with diabetic retinopathy, people who have diabetes, and it affects their vision. We have glaucoma, which is a major cause, keeping the pressure so that you don't lose your vision. Retinitis pigmentosa, all kinds of different things.
So let's talk about some of the services that your organization provides, because there probably are some people that are out there that don't even know what resources that are out there. So just give us a list.
Okay. Our main one is our low vision clinic. This is, we have one in Grand Rapids, and we also have them in Holland, and Muskegon, and in Ludington. And that is the major thing that we do, because that's where you can get the low vision devices. We have rehabilitation teaching. We have orientation and mobility. We have social workers. We have advocacy. We have support groups. We have our STEPS program that's called Successful Teens Exploring Positive Skills. We have a Summer in the City program, which is a youth program camp for high school youth that we do 2 weeks in the summer. And we are starting a new program now with our younger kids, ages like 10 to 14.
Tell us about the new program for younger children.
We just got some funding, which we're very pleased about. And we've always had our STEPS program, which is for the teenagers. It's like a support group that we meet once a month and get together with the kids. They get to share with each other. They get to be with the same people for one time. Usually a lot of these kids are in a school where they have no other visually impaired or blind kids. And so this is a great opportunity to get together, enjoy each other. We do cooking. We do a lot of volunteer work. We've been doing that recently, taking them and volunteering at the kids' food baskets. And we just do all kinds of things for the kids just in order for them to stay together and to enjoy each other.
So now you're going to go down to a lower level.
Exactly. Yes, and it's there's not any programs like this. So that's what's really nice, that these kids are able to get together with someone else that has the same vision impairment.
You mentioned a summer camp for the blind. I think that's fascinating, which is going to start in the next couple weeks.
Yes, it starts next Monday and goes for the next 2 weeks. And we have been doing this for several years. It's a great program. These are for high school teens, and we go biking, we do shopping, we travel on the bus, we go And we just do all kinds of things, do a lot of cooking and a lot of independent skills and mobility, as well as just enjoying each other and having fun.
You know, when you say biking, you know, biking and being blind, you know, in my mind.
Don't go together.
They don't go together, do they? Okay. Explain.
Actually, this year we are so excited because we have tandem bikes that have been given to us to use. And so the person with sight will be in the front, of course, and then the other one will be in the back. And so we're going to, this is our first experience with this. Now, we've done skiing before. Every year we have gone, and the kids have been able to do tubing and skiing and go on the Sea-Doos and things like that. So this is just another step in having a normal life. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because for most of these kids, when I asked you as we were waiting for the show to begin, most of them are blind from birth.
Right, exactly.
So
yes.
That's their normal.
Mm-hmm. That is their normal. Yes.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. My guest is Kathy Kono from the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I want to talk about the low vision clinic.
Right.
What do you mean by the term low vision?
Well, low vision really is when your ophthalmologist can't improve your vision, when your optometrist can't give you stronger glasses, then that's where the low vision clinic comes in. And we have doctors that work with us that are optometrists specialized in low vision. So when you come through our clinic, you get to see all of the devices that you don't buy over the counter. These are the stronger magnifiers, the stronger glasses, prismatic glasses that you can buy at the drugstore in places that are like a +3. We go from a +4 to a +12. So we have the magnifiers that are much stronger, that have better lights. So when you come through our clinic, the main goal is that you're able to take some of these things home and try them. So you have an evaluation with the doctor. They send home some magnifiers that you don't purchase until you've tried them. And after a couple of weeks, and I'm a vision rehab therapist, and I do come out to the home and do all the low vision follow-ups in this area and see how those are working at that time. I probably will bring a few other devices to try. I also can make sure we will make sure you have good lighting. Lighting is crucial with anything that you want to do. So if you don't have good lighting, you're not going to be able to see things that you would normally be able to. So we will possibly bring in some lights for you to try. At that time, also, we can mark your appliances if you have trouble with your oven dials, if you're trying to read directions on how to cook, if you have trouble using your phone. We have talking clocks, talking watches. We have all kinds of things. And I did bring along a little talking key ring that is very helpful. I'm going to let you listen to it.
It is 11:16 a.m.
This is a wonderful little advice and a device. And a lot of my clients purchase this, which is only like $13. It's very inexpensive. But they keep it under their pillow at night, because you don't know in the middle of the night if it's time to get up or if it's time to stay in bed. You can't see your watch. You possibly can't see the clock. And so you just push that button and it tells you what time it is.
So the low vision clinic, do people need to make appointments for this?
Yes, they do. We see like 5 people at each clinic that we have. And you make an appointment through the Grand Rapids office, which is the number is 800-466-8084.
And how long does an appointment last?
It takes about an hour and a half, sometimes a little bit longer. And Medicare and your insurance usually covers $35 of this. That does not cover the devices. But this covers the visit with the doctor and also the follow-ups in the home. So at that point, you're able to try the devices, and then you can decide after that time if you want to return them or if you want to keep them. But your lighting and everything that you want to do in your home is different than in the agency. So we feel that you need a time to adapt to those devices, to try them, to see if they're going to work. There's so many different ones that you really want to make sure you're going to use them. You don't want to spend the money if you're not going to use it. But if you use the devices, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, very, very much.
And we are a nonprofit. We are out of Grand Rapids. We've been in the business over 100 years. And so if someone can't afford these devices, then we work with you on trying to get them paid for.
You know, you talk about daily living skills. You know, that's your role as a certified vision therapist. You're talking about that you're going into the home and you're able to see things that and point out things.
Right, right. A lot of people can't use their telephone. That's one of the major things. And so we do have large number telephones, and we can work with that. We can also mark the phones. We can help with identifying money. If you go to the grocery store and you're not sure what you have in your bills, we can show you the best way to fold them so you know what you have. We can identify quarters and nickels and dimes, because the dimes and the quarters have ridges around the edges. The nickels and pennies are smooth, so you can tell the difference with the sizes at that point. We can teach you Braille if you're interested in learning something Braille, so that you can just do the basic things. Anything that you're having trouble with other than usually driving, which not always can be done, we do have a driving program. There is it is legal for driving glasses in Michigan, but it is a very detailed process, and it is like a telescope that's mounted in the top of your glasses. So you would have to come through the clinic and really research to see if you'd want to do that. It is not inexpensive. It's quite expensive to do, and there's a lot of detail to it.
You mentioned, you know, there are lots of different people in your organization that have different gifts and abilities. You're
right.
A certified vision rehabilitation therapist. You also have certified orientation and mobility specialist. That's what you were talking about. What do they do?
The mobility, those are the people that help with travel. So they're going to help with the individual as to what kinds of travel they need, whether it's getting to your mailbox, whether it's just getting into your bathroom, finding your kitchen, making sure that you know your surroundings. If you want to take the buses, they're going to help you with that. If you want to be able to go to the grocery store and find things, they'll do that traveling with you there and show you how to deal with that. Walking, coming up to a curb, listening for traffic, anything like that with the mobility. So,
you know, when you come into the house, you know, you think about things that people can trip on. You probably right away look to see if there are rugs and things
right,
of that nature.
Right. We always do that. And the most frustrating thing with people with macular degeneration is if their family move things, you have to be organized. So you have to make sure that you put the scissors back where they are, and the family members will possibly come in and move things around a little. It's a disaster. So we work a lot with the families, too, saying, you know, this is really important that you keep things where they are. You don't move furniture. Things like that. You know, you just have to be really careful about what you're doing and stay really organized with keeping things in order.
You know, people who have visual impairments or are blind often have emotional needs, and the association offers counseling.
Yes, we do. We have also, we have a social worker that works with us. We also have support groups in all of our counties. We cover 13 counties, and we have groups in all of the counties. And we're fortunate to have actually three groups in this county. We have a Zeeland Park group that meets at Royal Park Place on the first Thursday of the month at 9:30 in the morning. We have a Holland group that meets at Appledorn on Hastings the fourth Monday at 9:30. And Grand Haven is a little bit further away, but we do have one in Grand Haven. We have them in Muskegon. We just have them all over. And it's such an important thing, because this is where people who are dealing with the same situations can get together and share. It gets very frustrating sometimes with blindness, and also it gets frustrating for families. So we have a lot of them that bring their spouses and can share with, you know, the frustrations of when do I help, when don't I help, and things like that.
So what topics do you cover? Is it just open that people can share, or do you have someone come in and speak?
We do both, actually. A lot of it is just sharing, talking. I will bring in low vision devices occasionally, because some of the people haven't been through the clinic for a while. So I come in and share those. We have television glasses that some of the people will want to see for watching sports, possibly watching. I know that your father came through and he had the glasses for watching his grandson's play basketball. And we have things that help with that. And we had to move his up to a stronger one the last time because the one glasses didn't work. But we, you know, if there's anyone having problems or someone says, I really had a difficult week, I tried cooking and it just didn't work, there's ways that we can help you with that. When you're cooking, if you use black measuring cups to measure with white flour, it's going to make a difference because you've got the contrast. We have had some speakers a couple weeks ago. We had the police department come in and talk about scams for seniors, what to be aware of and what not to. And we have the Library for the Blind comes occasionally and talks about the Talking Book program, which is a free program. And so we, you know, I try to get each group to tell me what they would like to do. And then we try to schedule that so that there's interest in different areas, then we cover those.
So how can people get more information about the association?
You can call our 800 number. It's 800-466-8084. That is our main and our only office. It's in Grand Rapids. It's on Cherry, 456 Cherry Street, Southwest in Grand Rapids.
And the next support group in Zeeland is going to be when?
Actually, we are not meeting in July because that's the 4th of July.
Okay.
So we're meeting in August.
Okay.
And it would be the first Thursday in August at 9:30.
Okay. And we're out of time. Until next week, Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.